Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
John Miller back with you here this afternoon as the kids run the bases after every home game. That's the tradition here at Oracle Park. And for the Giants, that's one of the highlights of the day because it was not a good game for the Giants against this Baltimore team. We'll review the game here in a moment, but first, let's go places with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. The Yankees and Dodgers are going to be starting very shortly in L.A. on the Sunday night national telecast. Domingo Germán for the Yankees against Bobby Miller, the impressive young right-hander going for the Dodgers. In San Diego, the Cubs scored a bunch early and have a 7-1 lead over the Padres. That game is now in the last of the fourth inning. Marcus Stroman, who's been the ace for the Cubs this year, is pitching that one for Chicago. The Giants are heading to Colorado. Colorado lost in Kansas City today, 2-0. Kyle Freeland got the loss, beaten by Brady Singer in that one. And in Arizona, they are now in the last of the eighth inning, and the D-backs, playing so well, have a 5-4 lead over Atlanta. So that's the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. The Giants had a nothing-nothing game, and Anthony DeSclafani was looking pretty good, but then he walked James McCann, who's the backup catcher, not hitting well, but that led off the third inning, and that was the start of a 6-run inning. And a lot of things went badly in that inning, including once the bases were loaded, there had been 3 walks in the inning, by the way, issued by DeSclafani, who had only walked 9 all year in 67-plus innings before today. And that brought up the rookie third baseman in his second big league game, Josh Lester.
And now the count is full. Got to be a strike here. 3-2 is lined into right center field. That's going to be a hit. And it's probably going to score 3. Hayes is in. Hicks right behind him. He'll score. And now late breaking for the plate from third. Mountcastle, he'll come in to score. The throw from Slater got away from Wisely. So 3 runs do come in. 6-0 Orioles.
A 2-run double plus an error charge to Slater for the throw, and that was a 6-run inning. They added a 7th run on a McCann home run in the 6th inning, which he hit against Jacob Junis. So it was still 7-0 when the Giants came up in the 6th inning against Tyler Wells, who was sensational today. With one out, he walked Wilmer Flores, and that brought up Blake Sable. Mark. Now there's a high drive out to Death Valley, the deepest part of the yard, still going way back there. Adios, Pavanta! Blake Sable with a long home run. That one welcomed itself to the 415 section beyond the corner of the visiting bullpen. The Giants' first 2 runs of the day. Yeah, so Sable, 426 feet was the estimate on that home run, his 7th home run this year. Giants would get 1 more run in the 8th inning on an infield out, and that made it 7-3. The Orioles added an unearned run in the 9th inning to make it 8-3. That was the final. The home run by Sable, the Giants' hit of the game, sponsored by the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. And now, here's the K-Counter, sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Donate your car today. Orioles pitchers had 11 strikeouts. The Giants staff struck out 9. That's the K-Counter. Tuesday, the Giants will reconvene in Denver, 5:40 Pacific time for the broadcast. We hope you'll join us then. Giants and Rockies on Tuesday. Thanks to Darren Chan for putting this together. And network coordinator Rafael Corral. I'm John Miller for Dave Fleming. Dwayne Kuiper and Mike Kruko saying so long from Oracle Park in San Francisco. The final again today. It was the Orioles 8, the Giants 3.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.